Entering Lenny Russo's kitchen at the Guthrie Theater, you're surrounded by locally produced products, boxes of garlic, artisan cheeses from local farms, and trays of Minnesota free-range chickens.
The rabbits are from Menominee, Wisconsin.
The rabbit is paired with Minnesota-grown mushrooms and is served with a reduction sauce made from game stock and locally grown heirloom tomatoes. The dish is called Hunter-style Wisconsin rabbit, and it's classic Lenny Russo, taking locally produced ingredients and combining them in a way to excite the palate. He learned to cook growing up in an Italian family in New Jersey. He started making dinner for his family when he was 10 years old.
I remember my first two dishes I learned how to make were chicken cacciatore and mussels in red sauce.
As a child, Russo became aware of the importance of using good ingredients. He calls this approach to cooking a philosophy more than a style.
At Heartland in St. Paul, my restaurant, we change the menu every day. We allow the farm to dictate the menu to us rather than dictating the menu to the farm, which intuitively makes a lot more sense.
Russo says this intimate relationship among farmer, chef, and diner has worked well at a small restaurant like Heartland. The two new Guthrie restaurants are owned by Bon Appetit Management Company. It's a large food service provider whose clients include the Getty Museum in California and the Minnesota History Center. Russo admits it's much more of a challenge to impart his philosophy on a larger scale at Q and Level 5.
Because you have about 50 cooks, and you have about, like on a Saturday between both restaurants with matinees and theater in the evening, feed about 800, 850 people a la carte. So it's not the kind of thing where we can fly as much by the seat of our pants.
The large volume of diners means Russo is now demanding more ingredients and products. That's putting pressure on his local suppliers.
But I think that the payoff's been really great for the farmers because there's a huge largesse for them that they can't get at a little place like Heartland that has 50 seats. And we do 10 times the volume here that we do at Heartland.
To me, it's going to someone that really, truly appreciates what I'm trying to do out here. Otherwise, when you sell to a packer, you're just another number, which is fine. I mean, that's their business.
One of the suppliers keeping up with Russo's demands is Tim Fisher, a Fisher Farm Natural Pork in Waseca, Minnesota. The farm is raising a smaller hog with especially tender pork for Russo's use. Tim Fisher is a fifth-generation farmer and says in the past, most of his pork was sold to a meat packer, such as Hormel. He says the new demand from Russo's restaurants has increased his production and profits by about 50% in the past year. Fisher sells about 800 to 900 pounds of hog to Russo each week. And by hog, he means the entire animal. Russo uses the whole hog in his kitchen.
For all the hard work that I put into it, it's very gratifying and satisfying to me to see the smile on the chef's face, that they appreciate the good quality of pork that they're getting.
Russo and his cooks are using the rack of Fisher Farm pork with stone fruit ketchup and roasted organic summer vegetables. Russo says in a few weeks the dish will be tweaked to utilize fall vegetables like pumpkin and squash. He says the delicate meat from Fisher's pork will remain the same.
When things are hand-raised and they're raised in small quantities and you don't overtax the land, you're taking what the land will give you.
Do you think the diners that come to Q are aware of your philosophy of cooking?
I think some of them are. That's not that important to me. I don't really care why they come. You know, I mean, if they come here because they want to have great food, that's great. If they support what it is that we do and that's why they're here, that's even better. But just by showing up, they're supporting what it is that we do.
Russo says he's not alone in his desire to use local foods. He can just look out his window and see the new Spoon River restaurant across the street. It shares his philosophy of using seasonal local ingredients. Russo says he's just one part of a core group of Twin City chefs dedicated to using locally produced food, keeping money in regional farm economies, and challenging the stereotypes of Midwestern food. I'm Greta Cunningham, Minnesota Public Radio News.